For Marcel Proust, it was the mere taste of a madeleine, a small, rich, cookie-like pastry that spurred him to write his epic, Remembrance of Things Past. For commentator Ed Cullen, it is the merest hint of a familiar scent that inspired this romance of the nose.
There was a time when one whiff of Shalimar reminded me of her. A woman on a bus, a clerk in a department store, she was 1,000 miles away, but the smell of Shalimar brought her close. Before her, my mother was the only woman I associated with a certain smell. I can never remember the name of my mother's perfume, but it came in a glass bottle with a tiger skin cap. One Mother's Day, I bought the smallest bottle of tiger skin perfume at Lamont's drugstore. Riding home on my bicycle, I took a deep driveway too fast. The bicycle's front wheel hit the steep wall of the driveway where the sidewalk crossed, and the bottle of perfume rose from the handlebar basket like a full moon over a lake. The bottle in a white paper sack sailed up, up, up. The perfume and I hit the sidewalk at the same time. The fragrance that filled the air had taken a new meaning. For years, the smell of tiger skin perfume was the smell of disaster. Shalimar was an untainted scent and powerful. In my Navy years, the smell of airport ashtrays, plastic lounge furniture, and jet fuel competed with her smell. But even after traveling all day, back to a ship that would take me to the other side of the world, molecules of Shalimar clung to me. The smell of Shalimar gave way to a lotion she brought home from the hospital with the first baby. The lotion's smell was alluring, but different. It was the smell of domesticity, routine, dreams. There were the yard work years, the smell of sun-dried sweat and new-mown grass. One summer she landscaped the front yard, rolling giant cement discs to their places. She scooped out earth to receive the stepping stones. She dropped the discs into place with a whoosh of air and a thump that rattled the windows. I called her Adam Ant when I saw the finished work. There are scent epochs in the lives of women and men. The going out for the evening smell, the slaving over hot stove smell, Shalimar with a clove of garlic, the smell of newly painted furniture. In the days of Shalimar, we promised to take care of each other in sickness and in health. We assumed the health clause would not be invoked until we were old. Bad backs for each of us proved that assumption wrong. These days I react to a new scent. She's been out of town a few days when a woman at the office passes close to my desk. My pulse quickens to this new smell. I breathe deeply the aphrodisia of deep blue mineral ice.
Ed Cullen is a columnist on the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate.